WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The FBI has some extraordinary techniques to track down terrorists. David Fisher writes about the FBI Criminal Laboratory in his new book, Hard Evidence. The investigations he followed in the book include the bombings of the World Trade Center and Pan Am Flight 103. I asked Fisher how the FBI connects the evidence at the bomb site to a suspect.
Well, you know, a bomb is a weapon, just like a gun or anything else. And eventually what you do in any criminal investigation is you connect the suspect to the weapon. And that's how you get a conviction. In order to commit a crime, you have to go to a crime scene. You have to have the materials that you need to commit the crime. All of these things are the kind of things that are used to connect a suspect to a bomb. I mean, there's endless ways they can do it. In the World Trade Center, for example, the day after the World Trade Center bombing, the New York Times received a letter from someone claiming credit for the bombing and threatening further bombings, and they were able to extract DNA from the saliva used to seal the letter. And when they did identify a suspect, they were able to, by getting his DNA, prove he'd written the letter, and then go into his computer and find the letter. And in fact, that was the only hard evidence against that particular conspirator. And it'll be the same thing in this case. What they're doing now is they're setting up a perimeter, and they're going to go inch by inch through that building, and eventually every bit of debris is going to go through some sort of screening device. And they're going to find as much of that bomb as they possibly can find. And those are the bits and pieces that they're going to use to pin these people to the crime. I mean, they had to buy the fertilizer somewhere.
The fertilizer for the bomb.
They may well be fingerprints. They often find fingerprints on batteries and things like that, which survive a bombing. There are 15 units in the FBI crime lab. And I guarantee you, every one of those units is working on this day and night at this point. Not just the explosives unit is the lead unit, and they're on the site and they're running it. But eventually, you're going to get the chemistry people in there. You're going to get the identification people in there. The FBI has a very unique unit known as the Disaster Squad, and their job is simply to go to places like this, and as awful as it sounds, pick up body parts and identify who they came from and give a name to a corpse and let them be buried with dignity. So the lab is in, I'm sure, 100% action. Every person in that lab is working on this case today.
After an explosion like yesterday's in Oklahoma City, where does the FBI begin to try to figure out what kind of bomb caused it?
Bombs leave very specific results. Different explosives detonate at different speeds, and the pressure wave causes different amounts of damage. Certain explosives cause a pressure wave that goes 1,000 feet a second, for example, that will do different damage to steel girders than explosives that explode at a lesser rate. The experts, by looking at the damage, the type of damage, to steel, to masonry, to glass, can tell you about the speed, about the type of explosive that was used. Once they identify the type of explosive from the amount of damage, they can tell you how large a bomb it was. One of the things that the FBI explosive lab does is they blow things up, and they blow them up a lot. After Pan Am 103 blew up, what they did is they rebuilt bombs. They found residue, so they knew it was C4. They found a piece of plastic with the residue on it and the hallmarks of bombing, so they knew the C4 had been in that, and they were able to identify a radio, a type of radio. They went out, they bought the radio, and they made bombs. They got luggage containers from Pan Am, and they filled them with luggage that we've all lost at the airports or have been misplaced, and then they blew them up. And when they were able to duplicate exactly the damage that was done to the luggage containers aboard Pan Am 103, they felt with great certainty that they knew where the bomb had been. In fact, they feel they put that bomb on that airplane within 10 inches of where it is.
Is there anything else you can tell us about the investigation into the World Trade Center bombing that would help us understand the investigation that's happening now into the bombing in Oklahoma City?
These guys know what they're doing. the guys who are on the scene.
The FBI, you mean.
The FBI, the ATF. They know what they're looking for, and what they're going to do is they're going to attempt to put that bomb back together. And they're going to find bits and pieces that will lead them, or enable them, rather, to connect this bomb to the people who put it there. In the VanPack bombings, in which several federal judges were bombed, the FBI crime lab metallurgical people were able to identify the machines in Europe on which the nails that were found in the bomb were made. Terrorism has come to the United States. This is not the last time this is going to happen. There is no complete way of protecting us from something like this. The one thing I would caution is that I know there are suspects. I know there's a lot of animosity out there already, and people are looking for vengeance. But I can tell you that the first suspects arrested, or at least believed, strongly believed to have committed the World Trade Center bombings, were Bosnians. And they turned out to have been criminals. They were running a diamond smuggling operation, in fact. But they, in fact, had absolutely nothing to do with that bombing.
David Fisher is the author of Hard Evidence. We spoke earlier today.